Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This is a podcast from The Bugle.
How do we mark out this thing we call time? In tides lapped against the shore, in songs sung, in dances danced, in the blooming and withering of a flower, in the rising and falling of the sun, in the weekly or two-weekly march of bin day, in autumn's autumned, in winter's wintered, or in the exceptionally regular weekly release of The Gargle, the sonic glossy magazine to The Bugle's audio newspaper of a visual world. This is The Gargle. I'm your host, Alice Fraser, and your guest editors for this week's edition of the magazine are Tom Neenan and Alison Spittle. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you getting on? I was voicing finger guns there while not doing it for the people at home that listen to this on a podcast.
What does a finger gun sound like, Alison Spittle?
Pew, pew. That's what it normally sounds like. Or are you thinking, oh, I don't know.
I wasn't thinking anything rude, but
really?
Do go on.
This
what does
Alice
that sound
Fraser
like?
Special. It sounds like...
Well, that's definitely going to be censored. Before we get into the body of this magazine, let's get into the front page. The front page is a glamorous photograph by Annie Leibovitz in which she's photographed a beautifully posed group made up of all the movie stars who didn't get nominated for an Oscar this year. They look absolutely furious. And the satirical cartoon this week is Chinese Premier Xi Jinping in a skeleton bobsleigh heading downhill to a sign pointing in two directions, one marked human lefts and the other one marked human rights. He's steering towards the left one and saying, ha 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 ha. And that's all drawn like it's on a TikTok video. Our top section this week is a Build-A-Bear section. Ladies and gentlemen, Build-A-Bear has gone after dark, and not in the way that teddy bears normally are after dark, but the way that teddy bears sometimes are after dark, which is the sexy way. Tom Neenan, you look like you f***ed a teddy bear. Can you...
This morning, in preparation for this, I finally... Finally, the sexless world of stuffed toys is getting what has been well overdue, which is they are getting a sexy revamp. Build-A-Bear, not to be confused, of course, with Build-A-Berg, the very secretive organization where a lot of high-profile decisions are made. And after dark there, of course, I think they sacrifice virgins or something. By the way, that is just me thinking that. I'm not saying that that's what happened. Please don't have me audited or something. I don't know.
Oh, I'll say it happened, Tom. Don't worry. I'll
thank
push you. It
wow.
for you. That definitely happened.
Really jumping on that grenade for me there, Alison. Thank you very much. So yeah, they're doing sexy teddy bears. And like, they're not too explicit. Like, there's not a bear with a t-shirt that says like, I love getting stuffed, or anything that's like, you know, would cross a line. But they are kind of, they're sort of a bit sultry. There's a rabbit that's holding some rosé, and there's like a sexy bear and like lying down and sort of being a bit come hither. Does soft toys need to be sexy? Like, there's a few things that just don't need to be sexy. I'd say teddy bears and bibs. Those things where we're like, we can do without them.
This falls squarely into my... not sexy, like Christmas is not sexy and no. Teddy bears are not sexy. And for me, the reason is just a logistical one in that they're fluffy and sex is moist.
Yes.
If you're doing it right.
That's a very good point. Yes.
So any kind of sexiness associated with fluffiness just brings the word claggy to mind. And for me, that's not.
Yeah. Teddy bears aren't dishwasher safe, you know. They need to improve that generally. Oh my god. Like, for me, when I heard that Build-A-Bear were making sexy teddy bears, I did have like a horrific image of someone stapling fur to a fleshlight. Like, no, this cannot happen.
Alison, I guarantee you it already has happened.
Oh, Alice, I saw... Do you remember A Bug's Life?
Yes.
Do you remember there was the Heimlich, the German caterpillar?
Yes.
From A Bug's Life. He's a very small side character in the Disney canon. I've seen a fleshlight for sale that was painted as Heimlich.
Is that what the Heimlich maneuver means then? Yes. That is disturbing.
But that probably is dishwasher safe. You know, so it is.
Well, the idea of sort of non-threatening sexy things that are sort of cutesy, I find sort of inherently troubling.
Threatening.
Yeah, inherently threatening. Bringing sort of cutesiness into the realm of sexiness seems unwholesome to me. Mm. If only because I think that sex should be ruthlessly efficient and brutally honest. I just don't like a vibrator shaped like a smiling dolphin. Is that so much?
No. Fair enough.
Ask for not to happen to my vagina?
I have a friend that owns an online sex shop in Ireland, and she bought it a load of dildos, but they were painted like cows, you know, the Frisian ones. And she genuinely thought, because she was like, you know what, Irish people, they love cows, and they love dildos, but surprisingly, she's put them on sale. They haven't sold that well. Like, so shout out to sex shopper Shauna if you're listening, hun.
So hang on, there are dildos which are painted to look exclusively to be female. These are female cow. These are not bulls. This is a cow. This is something expressly female that they have gone, this is the tone we want for our phalluses.
Yeah, they're bringing a whole new meaning to the laughing cow or whatever. Like, why is she laughing so much? Because she's been to my friend's shop.
Fair enough.
I mean, it brings a new meaning to the phrase "when the cows come home."
Yes, it does, Alice.
It
and
does.
This is why you are the host. This is why.
And in other sexy sex news, or possibly inappropriate sex news, I'm not quite sure where to put this one. This is the tale of an historical dildo that has risen again. Rather, a 60s vibrator that's still going strong. Is it strong? I don't know. I haven't felt its rumblings. Put it on the tip of your nose. Apparently, that's the appropriate to test. Look, anyway, Alison Spittle.
It's like buying sex toys secondhand, and you're like, I'll give it a sniff.
Well, you know, dildos aren't recyclable.
Really?
They're terrible for the environment. Yeah, because the batteries are embedded in them, particularly if they're rechargeable. They're not recyclable, and you can't get them. I mean, you can get them, but you wouldn't get them secondhand.
No. Mm. Yeah, that's the... I'm just imagining now landfill, like, just full of dildos and vuvuzelas.
Yep. Coming up like the sandworm out of Dune.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a story about a Michaela Pinsker, which I think is the most American name ever, was retrieving Christmas decorations from a basement when she noticed like an odd item on the shelf. And to describe it to you, it's a leather kind of seat with a plug coming out of it. And this is what people in the 60s used to get off, which I think is the nicest thing that's come out about the sex lives of people in the 60s. I mean, there's been quite a few tribunals. What was deemed okay at that time is not okay now. But I think we can bring these back. These are like full-on vibrating seats that people used to use as sex toys. And looking at it, it's very quaint. It looks very well designed. Apparently, now I don't know how she said she's tried it, but it doesn't work anymore. And she wants to give it away to some family members for Christmas.
None of this shonky modern sex toy with the built-in obsolescence. These things were built to last.
Yeah. Yeah!
To be passed down from generation to generation, yeah.
The editor Ped has suggested that we paint one like a cow.
Yeah, we should. We should paint one. I think that would be very 60s.
Yeah.
That would be very 60s. Now, this was called a Vibra Slim. A Vibra Slim sounds like someone who wrote a book in the 70s about sex work. Like, it's just, that's a very niche, that's an Iceberg Slim reference. He was a bad man. and not a great joke.
Oh, it sounds like one of those pieces of exercise equipment, but for somebody who ambitiously wants to bang themselves svelte.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Genuinely, I think these things were offered as like a slimming product. Wink, wink, and then you could buy it and use it as a sex toy because they couldn't say it was a sex toy.
Whereas nowadays, you would be embarrassed to say you'd bought a slimming product. You're like, no, no, this is just my vibrator.
That's genuinely it. That's genuinely it. I'm very empowered. Here's my vibrator. Also, it somehow makes me lose weight. I can't believe it. Like, do you think people have genuinely bought room deodorizers? Like, you know, poppers are sold as room deodorizers.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, how do you deodorize your room?
With a very loose anus.
Yeah. Looks like it would have the opposite effect. Yeah, that is. Because I was thinking like, oh yeah, you know, the wonders of modern technology. But then of course, I'd imagine most women in the 60s had something in the basement that, you know, did sort of the same thing. And that's why they spent so much time in the washing machine. Because that was, wasn't that your like, your go-to sort of sex aid replacement was like, oh no, I'll do the washing. I think that's actually why, you know, this is, these cliches about women sort of doing the housework evolved. It's just lots of ladies going, I'll do the washing. It's okay. I'll sit there, sit on the washing machine to make sure it's working. It's very, very enterprising.
Yeah, these myths of women doing a disproportionate amount of housework.
Yeah. I like it. It looks like a naughty saddle.
Yes.
I mean, look, any saddle's naughty if you sit forward far enough. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Are you ashamed of your feet? Are you embarrassed of your arches? Do you dread people seeing your hideous heels and your disgusting toes? Then why not try socks? Socks, the perfect little shame hood to hide your feet away. Are your socks not cutting it? Why would they? They're socks, not knives. Do you see the looks of horror on people's faces as they glance earthwards and discern the horrifying shape of your disgusting feet lingering behind a thin veil of cloth? Then we've got just the thing. Shoes. Shoes for when your feet's grotesqueness is more than superficial. And do you hate questions? Do you think they've been overused in this week's ads? Well, why not try f***ing off? F***ing off. What you should try. And if you have a pair of socks and nowhere to wash them, try half a glass of water.
Hey!
Not quite enough to clean your socks, but it is enough to make them unpleasantly damp.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now it's time for your grated egg news. Ladies and gentlemen, the future is upon us. Innovation is ever charging forth, and sometimes it will leave us behind. This next story has left me behind. Tom Neenan, you're up with the TikTok teens. Can you explain what's going in their mouths?
Of course. People are grating their eggs, which is something I do when I go for a long walk in new jeans. It's one of the less annoying TikTok trends, I'd say, just because, you know, a lot of TikTok, I follow some TikToks and I enjoy them, but there's some irritating stuff going on there. Whereas this just is people trying to be adventurous with their protein. And I, for one, am a bit baffled by it, a bit bamboozled. But basically what people are doing is boiling their eggs. Sure, that's fine. Then they are grating them over an avocado on toast, almost as a way of sort of being the most millennial anyone can be. Although obviously millennials aren't on TikTok. It's all Zoomers now. And I honestly don't have a problem with this. I think it's enterprising and a fun thing to do, unless you're going to tell me that, you know, there is some sinister backstory to this that I haven't actually found in my research.
Other than the fact that it's the reckless behaviour of someone who's never had to clean clumps of egg out of a grater. Like, the reason we don't grate eggs is because it's horrible and messy, and also because eggs at their best are a compositional textural treat. I, for one, lean towards poached, where there are multiple textures going on at the same time. Grated is just grated. You know.
It's artless, isn't it? It's
how hard are you boiling your egg that it's grateable as well? Again.
But it's like, I've seen this. I wanted to get disgusted, but a part of me was like, what if you could snort this? Like, I feel like the next step we're going to do is see Gen Z just grate up an egg and snort lines off it for their protein. Like, I love the way you've got strong opinions on eggs. I do too. I hate hipsters. I know it's bad to go on about hipsters because it's like they're actually not real. They're a figment of a shithead's imagination. But I don't like the people that fry eggs and leave the white of an egg glistening and disgusting, and it makes me feel ill. I would rather eat a grated egg than a badly fried egg. That looked at least like you knew what you were getting texturally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm very in favour of this, actually. I think good for the kids. Good that they're doing this. I love them and their eggs. And, you know, as well as that, if generations before you are destroying the world and you feel powerless, why not grate an egg? At least you have power over that and the texture it has.
See, I have a mad aunt. She's, you know, properly awful as a human being. But then my dad once told me the story of how my grandmother would try to trick her into eating eggs by, for example, cracking a raw egg into her glass of milk.
No!
Oh, no!
No!
And so I feel that her madness is, if not forgivable, at least deeply explainable.
Mm. Is this her villain origin story of, like, a mum giving uncooked custard?
Just hiding raw eggs in your food.
Oh, God. It's not the worst egg dish I've ever heard. The worst egg dish I've ever heard, I was in a restaurant, and there was, this is so grim, there was something which they offered up, which was a sort of poached egg with chicken, which is sort of, you know, whatever. But the name of the dish was Mother and Child Reunited, which is the grimmest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Speaking of Mother and Child Reunited, I fed my child this morning and then put her up adorably above my head in order to give her a loving kiss, and then she vomited my own milk back into my mouth.
What a beautiful story.
Which she now thinks is an encouraged behaviour because I couldn't stop laughing.
It's like Waterworld, where Kevin Costner had to, like, filter his own piss and drink it. This is how you're going to survive in the afterworld.
Very upsetting times for all of us. What food trend would you like to see on TikTok?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to microwave Werther's Originals. Until they went into a liquid form, and then I would put a fork in it and spiralize it before it went hard and make all of these incredible sculptures. But I always used to microwave it. I flew too close to the microwave, and I always used to microwave it a bit too hard, and it would create quite sugary smoke, and my mum would go mad. Like, she's like, why are you doing this? And I'm like, it's breakfast time, Mum. A lot of my problems are down to me eating melted Werther's Originals as a sustainable breakfast meal.
I'll never forget the first melted Werther's Original given to me by my incredibly hot grandfather.
Yeah. Poor granddad put his hand in his pocket, like scalding his own hand. Well, he gives you a hand-shaped Werther's thing. Pull off his hand and eat it, like.
I'm gonna give it a try. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Tom Neenan, what fresh trend are you going to launch onto the hell that is TikTok?
One of my favourites, if I'm feeling very indulgent, I will stack as many Mao M strips on top of one another as possible and then chew them and sort of my mouth and make my mouth sort of basically numb. I want to see challenges where people stack like 100 malware on top of one another and attempt to, you know, chew them in like less than a minute or something. Go at it, kids.
That's incredible. You're making the ultimate malware.
The ultimate malware.
The bow wow 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 wow. Now it's time for your Joe Rogan section, a pull-out section of facts and information about podcaster Joe Rogan. The section is completely unresearched and underprepared and includes facts such as Joe Rogan is an enchanted pony and Joe Rogan has never breathed in, and as part of his daily routine, every morning Joe Rogan tries to sit on an egg without breaking it. And Joe Rogan has never successfully sat on an egg without breaking it. And Joe Rogan's teeth taste delicious. And Joe Rogan can hide in a surprisingly small cupboard. And did you know the official name for a Spotify podcaster is a Spotifier? And that's the end of our Joe Rogan section. Now it's time for your reviews. As you know, each week, both of our guest editors bring in something to review out of 5 stars. Tom Neenan, what have you brought in for us this week?
Well, it was obviously the Oscars were announced very recently, the Academy Awards. So I wanted to review a film. Now, I've been having a bit of insomnia recently. And so what I do when I have insomnia is I go onto the Reddit thread, what could go wrong? Small videos where sort of mishaps occur. And so I've decided to review one of those, if you will indulge me.
I will.
There is a common trend in cinema for runtimes to extend to bladder-straining two-hour runtimes or plus. So imagine my delight upon discovering that Total Warehouse Meltdown is just 7 seconds in length. Clearly, the director credited on this on the screen as Party XXX Yoda Balls felt the story could be captured quickly and efficiently without the need for the incessant padding which blights modern picture houses. And the plot, though meagre, it is compelling. A forklift driver who remains enigmatically unnamed throughout the piece, a nod possibly to Christopher Nolan's mysterious protagonist in Tenet, no doubt, drives his vehicle at a strut holding up a shelving unit. The resulting domino effect renders every shelf in the warehouse structurally unsound, and eventually they come crashing to the floor. What the story lacks in narrative twists, it more than makes up for in spectacle. The camera work, while static, the whole thing is recorded on CCTV in a move I'm sure Orwell would have appreciated, conveys the action efficiently. As a treatise on modern American workers, it is shallow. But as an effectively told, spectacular piece of entertainment, it is no holds barred and enjoyable. 4 stars. I can't wait to see what Party XXX Yoda Balls comes up with next.
Alison Spittle, what have you brought in for us?
So I'm reviewing something and it's a piece of clothing and I'm going to wear it for you now. So there we go. So for the listeners at home, I'll describe what I'm wearing. Or maybe Alice could. It's, I think, leather. I'm not sure.
You know that poem, red leather, yellow leather? This is black leather, bunny gimp mask, question mark?
There's definitely a question mark in it. This is apparently an Ariana Grande costume. So what I have here is it's a leather bunny gimp mask. My sister is getting married this year. We're going to a place called Butlin's Minehead, which I'm very excited about. I've never been before. This really is crushing my nose, like as a mask. I'm so sorry, listeners, you can't see this, but this does look like something you'll see before you die at a horrible orgy that, like, you were going to review badly on Google reviews or something. So it's an Ariana Grande mask, which is a rabbit mask. I'm going to Butlin's in Minehead, back to the 2000s weekend, which is going to have Scouting for Girls, Tinchy Strider, and a great new band called Boys Life, right? Which consists of one member of Boyzone, the best one, Keith Duffy, and the other member of Westlife, who's the best one, Brian McFadden. So I can't wait to see the biggest amount of divorce dad energy I've ever seen on one stage. It's going to be great fun. But this mask, I'm giving it a 2 out of 5. I'm giving it 2 for just the audacity to wear it. I quite like it. But the eye holes are very bad. I can't fit my glasses through it, which I think is... you know, it's a blemish on the glasses wearing community that we cannot find good gimp masks while having trouble with her eyes. And I think we could bring this up to the Houses of Parliament or something and get GIMP masks to be more accessible for people that wear glasses. It's a disgrace, Alice. So that's why I'm taking the 3 stars off. But for a GIMP mask, it's fine.
And that's all the time we have for our review section, because now it's time for Snack Attack. This cyber attack is the biggest snack-based surprise since when somebody would offer you a tin of peanuts and all those springs would jump out. And your fight or flight reflex would take place and people would be like, haha, you idiot, reacting. Tom Neenan, tell us about the snack attack.
Well, I'm very excited about this. They've really felt so... Some ne'er-do-wells have really found a way of bringing Western civilization to its knees, and that is by threatening our access to salty snacks. Because what's happened over at KP, they were attacked. There was a ransomware hack of their, I'm guessing, mainframe. I don't know computers. And so what that means is that they're sort of basically, they're sort of afraid to use their computer now. They can't use them regularly, so they are... There's been delays in shipping and there's been delays in meeting orders. So people aren't going to be getting their hula hoops anytime soon. And I don't know, in terms of terrorism, this is the kind of terrorism that I can kind of get behind. I think it's charming. It's a bit whimsical. Wouldn't the world be a different place if on the September the 11th, 2001, if people just hadn't been able to get hold of Twiglets? Like, I think that would be the world would be a better place, if you ask me.
I think we wouldn't remember the date. Like,
yeah. It'd be like, oh, the day when people didn't have easy access to Frazzles. Yeah, I vaguely remember that day.
Well, when I first heard this news, I was very frazzled. But then I realized that KP don't make Frazzles, it's Smith. So I was fine. But yeah, my heart did skip a beat. They make skips. I couldn't really do a pun about Tyrell's crisps, but I will try.
Is it Tyrell's? I've been saying Tyrell's.
Oh, it probably is. It probably.
I don't know. No, I'm going to take. I think you said that with. It sounded right when you said it, so that's what I'm going to go for. Tyrell also sounds a bit too cool for a crisp name, so I'm going to assume it's Tyrell's.
Yeah, I hate all posh crisps generally. they taste too oily, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like in Ireland we have this crisps called Banshee Bones, which are a really lovely whimsical snack. Mm-hmm. Named after the woman you will hear before you get killed. So that's what a banshee is. If you hear her sound, you will die. Yeah. And your relatives will die. And what better childhood snack than the Banshee Bones?
I thought you were going to say potatoes. Yeah, potatoes, my other favourite Irish snack.
An incredible Irish snack that we named we have Ireland's only theme park and it's dedicated to Tato Crisps. Also, I know we're not supposed to bring politics into it, so I'm not going to. But the Northern Irish backstop, there has been a divide for years with the with Tatos. Mm-hmm. There is a man that is a representative of Tatos, and it's called Mr. Tato. In Ireland, he's drawn a bit differently. In Northern Ireland, he's a sexier man. Like, I know he's made out of spud, but he's still. I'll show you guys. I will. I'm gonna get it up on my phone, and you tell me which one you would rather.
Ted, can you put this up on the Twitter?
Yeah, you'll have to put it up on the Twitter.
I mean, well done if he's ripped, because that man is pure carbs. So
yeah.
he's able to get a good ripped body is impressive. I want to see this guy.
He's got spud bod. Here's the Republic of Ireland Tato man there. So he's dressed
very reasonable young Tato man, yes.
Yeah, he's dressed like a butcher. He's kind of fun. There's him in a more romantic way. He's blowing you a kiss. Irish people know the sexual allure of Mr. Tate. Now I'm going to put in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what he looks like here. Here we go. So what Northern Ireland have gone for is a more definition.
Oh, wow.
So he's got I think Northern Ireland have gone for the head of a potato as a Tato man, but Ireland has gone for body and head being shaped like a potato. And the Northern Irish Tato man, he looks beautiful. He looks, where does he...
He's got a lot of teeth.
He's a lot of teeth.
More teeth than you'd expect from a potato.
Well, you know, Northern Ireland has the NHS, and that is free dental care will be enough for people.
I'm just saying, in real life, if I encountered a potato with teeth, it would turn me off rather than...
Would it?
if I just think about it. Imagine a potato, but the potato has teeth in it.
Yeah. No.
And it's real life.
Yeah, I would not be happy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. All of these scenarios are very horrifying.
I mean, don't get me wrong, a potato with no teeth but with gums, worse.
Mm. he's shilling off his fellow spuds. Like this man is telling you, not only do I adore, I want you to eat my fellow man. Like, it's just an absolute disgrace. But anyway, what were we talking about before this?
A cyber attack on the snack pipeline. This is the crunchiest heist of all time. If you were a hacker, would you hack snacks?
For what gain are we talking? Is this to free my country, or is this like a...
For ransom. You'd hold the snacks for ransom.
Okay, I'd hold the snacks for ransom. Oh, Pom Bears! I would, because they're very cute. Those little crisps that are shaped like teddy bears, they're very cute and very easy to handle. You could snap them. Like, sometimes I do like eating stuff that's shaped like people, so I could go, like, I'm going to eat you. What are you going to do about it? And they can't do anything. And then, you know, I bite their hand off and they're like, no. And, I should not be allowed to be in charge of a country ever or, like, have a job. But I do like to eat stuff that's shaped like people.
Alison, you know that, you know, in order to get your political point across, what you do is you'd make so many Molten Werther's originals that basically... It was like Pompeii, and people would be like fleeing for their lives, and you would like hold them all to ransom.
Yeah, I'd be like, where's your granddad now to protect you? I'd feel like a weird medieval king that drowns his enemies in wine. But I'd be doing it in Molten Werther's originals.
I mean, you don't even need to be there. They don't even need to be molten. You can just have a pit at the bottom with ex-Molten Werther's originals. It's all shardy.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes, you could. I could create my own torture den.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
I mean, she says wearing the bunny gimp mask.
I know, but look at me. This, you do think, like, if she is into S&M, there will be Werther's originals involved. Like,
makes it more wholesome. I like it.
Yeah.
Which brings us back to sexy builder bears and closes up this week's episode of The Gargle. We're flipping through the ads at the back of the magazine. Do you like counting to 10? Try being a personal trainer. Alison Spittle, have you got anything to plug?
So I have a podcast called The Wheel of Misfortune on BBC Sounds. I'm bringing back my new podcast. Well, it's an old podcast, The Alison Spittle Show. That'll be coming out soon. I'm going to be in Edinburgh this year, Macanlef Festival, Cambridge Fringe Festival, and other places. I'm very bad at admin. Please, I don't know, help me somehow. Badger me if I'm not in your town, because I probably am, and I haven't put it up on the internet yet.
Tom Neenan, do you have anything to plug?
As per, I have things in the future that will be so distant by the time that this comes out that I'll just say follow me on Twitter, and then in good time I will tweet about things that are coming out and everything else. Things that I'm not involved in, I saw the film Amulets recently that is mad and is very well worth seeing if you get the chance. Imelda Staunton plays a nun, so enjoy that.
Save for the review section. I'm your host, Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram, that's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, or find me on patreon.com/AliceFraser. It's a one-stop shop for all of my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, as well as my weekly Tea with Alice salons. I'll be on tour in Adelaide from the 1st to the 5th of March. I'll be in Melbourne for the whole of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I'll be Sydney and also in Perth if they open the borders ever again. This is The Gargle. It is a Bugle podcast and Alice Fraser production. Your editor is Ped Hunter. Your executive producer is Chris Skinner. I'll talk to you again next week.
You can listen to other programs from The Bugle, including The Bugle, The Last Post, Tiny Revolutions, and The Gargle, wherever you find your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.